required that the dollar claims should be channeled through the American banks and not through the Bank of Indochina or the Chinese banks, so that we can make certain that it doesn't, that the dollar claims don't get into France or Hong Kong.
That I'll bring that up with them, and I'll get you a report on that.
Well,
and
that's fine.
I think it's good. Thank you for standing up yesterday. I know it's hard for man running there, but I saw so many of them run, and I just I thank God for a fellow like you.
Well, thank you.
You know what we're gonna do is we're gonna, if they put Ribicoff on today and put that on, we'll lose a half a billion instead of gaining anything, because excise is just bring in a billion. It'll be a tax relief measure instead of a revenue bit.
It's ridiculous. Well, and so absurd that and to think of the Republicans who talk about fiscal responsibility.
Isn't that outrageous?
Yes.
I hope that you make somebody make that point. Say, these folks now talk about fiscal responsibility and advise the president. Now, I'm not going to criticize something I don't know anything about, but I do know the first bill this year added $300 million to the president's budget on GI education. Now, we can't fuss about GI education, but every one of us voted for it, and the president went ahead and added $300 million, yet we lectured him on his budget. The second bill we come along with is $1.5 billion, $750 on the old folks and $750 on the kids in school, and it's supposed to raise $1 billion, and we give back $1.5 billion, yet we lecture him on inflation.
I know. Well,
Paul, I talked to George Meany last night.
Yes, on the minimum wage.
Yeah, and this is confidential, but we're exploring. We want $1.40 this year, $1.60 in 1970. That's what the council wants. Labor just cannot take that and live with it. So we moved $1.40 this year and $1.60 in 68. He would, but they've made another little suggestion that he rather thinks is better, and it does give the working man. This $1.40 and $1.60 in 66 and 68. Gives them about a 7% raise instead of 3.2,
yes.
But they're exceptioning the guidelines for the lower paid people, and they think it won't hurt. We could survive that, the council does. So they come up, though, with a suggestion that instead of $100.40 in September of 66, where everybody puts it in just before the election, and most of the books are kept on an annual basis, and you make all the little businessmen mad, that we put it into effect February of 67. That's labor now. Meany talked to me about labor.
Yeah, I said that.
Yes, but we put that $1.40 in then.
When?
February 67, instead of September 66. But we put the $1.60 in, instead of September 68, February 68. So you move it away from the November period. You move it up about 7-8 months, the $1.60. You move the other one back about 4 months.
That's a minor adjustment.
Well, it gives labor a benefit of 3 or 4 extra months.
If he's willing to go for a maximum of $1.60,
he said that he could go. He would prefer to go for the $1.40 in February 67 and $1.60 in February 68. It would have the effect of moving the 68 up from September to February and moving the 66 back from September to February.
Now the politician in me comes out.
Yeah.
It does not immediately help those of us who are running in November.
Well, does it or doesn't it? That's what I wanted to ask. They claim that people that are opposing and irritating raise hell about it, that they don't put it in until February, that it's better from the political standpoint because you don't have this adjustment the month before the election, October.
Well, if you and Meany agree on that, it's okay with me.
I just don't know what's best, and I told the council to check it. Meany says that he thinks it's the better proposition of the two. Here are the two choices. One of them would be $1.40 in September 66. You got that?
That's right.
Others $1.60 in September 68.
That's right.
Now then, instead of that, we would move the September 66 up to February 67.
And similarly, February 68.
And the other was September 68 up to February 68.
They can't accuse us of playing politics if we do that, either in the 66 election or the 66.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you don't have your bookkeeping, and everybody keeps their books on an annual basis, can look at it, and they say it answers a lot of the charges that these trade associations and others make.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just going to see what the council says.
I will support that if you go, if you decide to do it. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. President.